NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Police north of Chicago say there were multiple prior interactions with a suspected shooter at an Independence Day parade that left seven dead and dozens more injured. Police said one incident involved the suspect threatening to kill people, but no arrests were made at the time, although police did seize knives from the suspect. Another instance involved the shooting suspect threatening to kill himself, and police said mental health professionals dealt with the situation and took it out of law enforcement's hands. Officials have announced the names of six of the victims of the mass shooting. They announced a seventh victim died as a result of injuries at a different hospital outside the area. Highland Park Democratic Mayor Nancy Rotering.
Our focus the last 36 hours has been on the perpetrator of this heinous crime. As we now put the names and faces of those lost yesterday, family, friends, guests, longtime residents of the Highland Park community, our focus shifts to the victims and those left behind.
Lisa Taylor, NBC News Radio.